Let's get to our guest, David Chow, Global Market Strategist for the Asia Pacific at Invesco. Kind of easy to get fatalist in thinking here. I'm looking at the Bespoke report that's out that talks about the last many months of a bear market are far more painful than the early part of the downturn. And it sort of pairs with a comment that I wanted to put to guests, so I'll give it to you, that it's pretty painful to go from pricing in a slowdown to pricing in a recession. And it seems like that's coming up next. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I think that a recession looks increasingly likely, I think, in the next 12 months. And so I think maintaining exposure for investors to defensive sectors, especially things like consumer staples and healthcare, makes sense. So I think that we really have to pull in time for some of the bumpy, some of the bumps that could be coming.
And when are those bumps coming? What kind of, I guess, further shocks are we expecting to investor sentiment?
I think right now we'll continue to look at U.S. earnings. And so far, earnings have been okay for this year. But I think going forward, given how the Fed is going to continue to contract the U.S. economy, I think that is certainly not going to be good for company earnings and dividends. So I think that we may be in an environment where risk-taking is not rewarded. And so we continue to be overweight things like government bonds and also alternatives such as REITs.
One of the tricky things here is that if you're looking at companies to buy, I mean, let's take a look at Alcoa. It's a sort of cautionary tale. You'd think that a commodity-linked company like that would be doing fine this year. Aluminum prices, though, are down 20%, yet the company's costs, because of labor costs and surging energy costs, are quite high. And so, you know, they were pummeled down 5% in the regular session and down in after hours. You know, it's even if you've got costs up, even the safe companies look a little tricky.
That's right. I would say that there continues to be a macro trade now as the kind of global macro environment is deteriorating. Certainly, commodity companies are very much impacted. At the same time, we also look at pockets where there could be continued resilience. Some of the more defensive sectors, such as healthcare side, maybe some of the early cyclicals could make sense in case inflation and interest rates surprise on the downside.
On the more broad point, when we've been talking about the Fed and we've been listening to some more views from Fed speakers, particularly with James Bullard seeing this end to front loading, where do we see a peak then in the 10-year?
Well, I think that the 10-year could actually still trudge up perhaps a little more to, you know, around 4.5% given where inflation is. And we have to remember that prior to the GFC, that the 10-year was around 5% and inflation was around 2%. And so that lasted for a considerable amount of period of time. So I think that we could be in a period where we should be getting used to the 10-year at a more elevated levels and what this means to stock.
So in terms of your top three conviction calls, I don't know if one would be generally Asia, but we did have that call from Nomura, and they joined Morgan Stanley in saying close to a bottom, could happen within the next few weeks. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not sure we're perhaps close to a bottom. We could be bumping along the bottom for a while, and it's tough call. But I would say that the APAC region is relatively insulated from high levels of inflation and also aggressive monetary tightening from the central banks. And so from those angles, it's on a much better footing. But what I do worry about for the Asia region is that they're quite dependent on the European and US markets for their exports, especially the North Asian markets. And so I think that we really have to see how global demand is slowing and whether that will have any more significant impact to the Asian economy.
Let's talk about what your view is in China specifically, and particularly when you look at the ADRs tumbling on their lowest in more than 9 years. And you've got, of course, the Party Congress continuing. You've got Beijing COVID cases at a four-month high. How do you kind of navigate all of this, particularly when we're still not even clear on the direction of COVID zero and what the economic growth figures are at the moment?
That's right. I think that investors are very much looking for two components in China, specifically the property market and whether we're going to see a bottoming there or and also the COVID zero policies, if we're going to see a pivot. We haven't gotten any signal that that policymakers are going to institute any kind of any significant changes there, and I think that that could very much impact investor sentiment on Chinese shares for the time being.
So if you look at these different asset classes, stocks, bonds, and let's say credit, we'll divide that into high yield and investment grade versus property. If you had to direct money to one of those, say five, where would it be?
I would direct the money to more safety assets such as government bonds, investment grade debt, and also alternatives such as REITs that could capitalize on things like higher inflation. And so I think that we could be in this environment where we're playing defensive makes sense.
We're talking so much about hot inflation pressures and what central banks around the world are doing to try and tame them. What is the bigger crisis here, though? I mean, when you look at Europe and the fact that some people may not even be able to afford their energy bills, how much should we be paying attention to that?
I think that is quite worrying, especially as Europe and the uncertainty for the gas cutoffs in the wintertime from Russia. There are certain economies that stand to be a better position since they have more capacity saved, but there are other economies in southern Europe that could be severely more impacted. And I think that that's something that we're keeping a very close eye on.
What's the most contrarian call you'd make at this moment?
I'd say that the contrarian call right now would be to start looking at Chinese equities, given the current valuations. I think a lot of the negative news has been priced in. Chinese stocks, especially A shares, the onshore Chinese stocks are trading at historical lows, and especially when relative to US and other places. I'd also look at the rest of the APAC region as well.
All right, David, always a pleasure. Thank you. David Chow is Global Market Strategist, Asia Pacific, Invesco, on the line from Hong Kong for us here on Daybreak Asia.